Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! This is great. This shir should be a special schus. Refuah, Sir Mordechai David ben Leah, and Rabbi Yosef Moshe Chaim, and Esther Rizbas Naomi Sara. It says in Medrash Rab in Parshas Shmos, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosen Gedula La'adam Ad Shebotkehu B'dover Katan Ve'achar Kach Ma'aleu LeGedula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give greatness to a person until he examines him with something small, and then he elevates him to greatness. And the Medrash gives examples of that. Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was a shepherd, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had his sheep, had a sheep run away, had a goat run away, a kid, because they call children kids. But there are also kids that aren't children, they're goats. So he ran after this Gedi, and the Gedi went to have a drink, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, oh, I didn't know you were thirsty. Had I known, I would have taken care of you. And he put him on his back, and he carried him back. So Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned even about this little goat. So Hashem said, oh, you're concerned with those little goats, you'd be concerned with all Klal Yisrael. So says Rabbi Yeruchim Halevi Mimir, in the Daz Chochmah Musar and Chelek Gimel in Maimer Yud Ches. That's what this shir is based on. It's beautiful. The beautiful lessons of checking B'davar Katan is that you would think that Moshe Rabbeinu, if he wants to test him, he should test him B'davar Gadol Me'od. If you want to make him, give him such a big job to be the king of the Jews, it says in the Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu Radin Melech. You want to make him the king of the Jews. You want him to lead him out of Egypt. Let my people go. Check him with a davar gadol, not with a davar katan. But Chazal tell us, no. As the Yiddish expression goes, the kleine zach is the ganze zach. Small things are everything. And that's why Hashem checked him out with the small things. The details. The little acts. That's what makes people great. When we see a person who's going mitzrisin er kleider, he's going with rit clothing, and then he sits and he fixes it, he sews it up, that doesn't show that he's a zaris. That doesn't show such a great maila. The guy has his pants split, he's going to walk around with split pants. It's a busha. Can't go like that among people. But if he's, that doesn't show anything about a great maila, that a person, he appreciates the kavod of the begadim. But a person has a little bit of a rip in his clothing, and that he fixes, and he won't walk outside with that. Oh, that shows that he's very makbid. Because people say, okay, a little bit of a rip. That's the bracha we make in the morning. Malvish arumim. And we're thanking Hashem, among other things, that we have the covet of Begadim. The Begadim give us honor. Rabbi Yochanan would call him Manim Mechubdasei Shabbos Kuf Yudalit. He would call his clothes his honor. So a person doesn't walk around with the slightest stain. A person has a big black botch of ink on his white shirt. That he is not going to walk around with. But if he's a little tiny stain, lonora. But if a person's really makbid on covet Adam, he doesn't even walk out with a small stain. He has a mid of Nikius. And we see that also with other midos. There are plenty of people who are not going to walk around, who are not going to steal $100,000. That they wouldn't do. But little gnevas, that they would do. Little things, they use things without permission, shol shalom midas, or they fib a little bit on their taxes. Little things people will do, you know, as long as it's not bank robbery. Most people we know won't go into a bank with a gun, say your money, your life. But people are tested with the little things. They see somebody has a notebook, he has papers. Are they going to take a piece of paper without asking? It's Seder, he won't mind. Could be will mind, and it's Gezel. And Betzada Tov also. You see, when there's a big tragedy, when there's a catastrophe, ooh, then everybody gets, everyone runs to Chesed. Hurricane Shendel, Sandy, so much Chesed being done. It's a big thing. So I'm not belittling the Chesed people did. People did a tremendous Chesed. But people are so rare when there's a big tragedy, when there's a big catastrophe, to do Chesed. But it's the little things, to have Rachmanis. And somebody who's standing outside in the cold and he's waiting for a bus. Somebody rides by in his car and he says, how can I go by? I'm nice and warm in my car. Let me give the guy a ride. That's when a person's tested. Moshe Rabbeinu was tested with the little thing, with the little goat. And if he's concerned with that, Alach is kama v'kama, he's going to be great for Klal Yisrael. B'katan and m'gadol. Some people like Klal Yisrael, but they don't really care about Reb Yisrael. And that's really how you test a person. You're meeting a girl, or a girl's meeting a boy. See how he treats the waiter. See how he treats the lady who checks in the cold lady in the cold room over there. And you go to Simchos. See how he tips. That's when a person's tested. And look at Eliezer, Eved Avram. Look at how he understood. It says that if the girl says, Eliezer says to Hashem, Hashkini na matmai mikadech v'amrash say, v'gam gmalecha hashke oso chachta. I ask her for some water, and she says, you drink, and I'll also give your camels to drink. That's the one you prove that she's the one for Yitzchak. From such a kleine zach, such a small act, she gives him something to drink. He understood everything. She's the one for Yitzchak. That's the proof. And the answer is yes. Hadaber akaten meod, says Rabbi Yerucham. V'dafka bazeh bochana al tiv levava. That's how he tested her heart. Because sometimes people like to do big things. They feel good about themselves. Major operations. But little things, people don't pay attention to that. Zelo manyan. People want to save the world. But what about this guy? What about this individual? So you're not saving the world. But you can help this person. This person's in pain. He asks for something to drink. And she says, I don't only want to give you, I want to give you your camels. She's worried about the camels. It's like a picture of Eli Lapian pouring milk for the cats. That shows that Rivka was an Ohevis Chesed. And therefore, from this quote-unquote small act, he saw the real Rivka was. Concludes Rabbi Yerucham in the last paragraph of this shtickel in Maimer Yudches. Ki amakir es atzmo ad kamu hoiv es atzmo yodea ki b'chol in yonav afa yoyser toivim eino noki me'av es atzmo. That a person who knows himself realizes how much he loves himself. And everything you do is connected to how much you love yourself. It's a lifelong love affair. It starts the moment you're born and it ends the moment you die. Just love, absolute love. But a person has to be aware of this. He has to be aware that everything he does is about how much he loves himself. Buys himself a car, he buys himself a house, he goes to work, he eats, he drinks, he sleeps, he bathes himself, because he loves himself. Which is fine, it's healthy. But sometimes this love can be dangerous. Because if it's without any hashgacha, and a person doesn't think about it, then he's very far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more he loves himself, the more he's into himself, the more, the further away he is from Hashem. And then everything he does is Avodah Zarah. He learns because he likes to learn. It's about me. He davens and makes him feel good to daven, and God will give him what he wants. See, he davens. It's about him. It's Avas Atzmo. Achein Bavas Ulasa B'lishum Pnei B'zeh Kol Kol Hashlem V'zuchol Amidus Tobos. But when you love other people without any pniya, that includes all the good midos. And that's what we have to learn. Midachay Hashem Yisbarach Liyos Meitiv Oivis Ulasa B'litashlem Gmul. Does Hashem get paid for taking care of us? No, he doesn't get anything. He doesn't get rewarded. We should do for others without being rewarded. But you have to love him, not yourself. Sometimes people love other people because they love themselves. The other person makes them feel good. Person has to be like it says in Micha. Higi la lecha adam ma tov, what's good? Asos mishpat ve'avas chesed ve'atznei alechas im elokecha. He does judgment, he loves chesed, and he walks humbly with God. Has to be with Ribono Shel Olam. He's not looking for kavod. And that's the bechinas ha'adam. That's how a person is tested. Ha'karachman yazreinu liyotz me'atznuim. Hashem should help us be from the modest one. That's not about our own personal self-aggrandizement. It's about helping others and caring about others sincerely. And we should truly love others. And not just the way they make us feel. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends, and a beautiful Shabbos.